Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. On your dingy country, us BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to a big shout out to all our First Nation traditional owners across this daily country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, your mob, all is here on your daily program, a voice for our people, so do utilise it. Give us a call, that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text a brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Yarn Up Strong, all topics except for State of Origin. Don't want to talk about that. Change the subject. Well, how? Shut up. Congratulations, Blues. Yep. So, making the series 1-1 now, and we go back to Suncorp Stadium for the decider. So, there it is. So, looking forward to that in 2 weeks' time. But big shout out to the Queensland team, still deadly, and deadly mob books. And if you saw any ads on Bama Bipri, your local mob, about me and Matty Mucci talking about the State of Origin, I'd game and go for the Blues just for the sake of the video. But I'm all maroon, bleed maroon. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
I see shadows on the hill up beside the old sawmill where my people were killed. I see shadows on the hill. Deep washes in the shallows. That I don't wanna speak about the first battles. They can only see when they're looking down a barrel. I see the shadows, I hear the shots. I feel the spirit from the fight that never stopped. They wanna talk about how far we got. Never stops. Where the bodies drop, they build up the old parking lot. And they call that survival. Put us on a mission. Force fed us bubbles. They put statues on our land just to worship false idols. Cuffs on our hands just to keep us in a cycle. Blood on their hands, bodies at their feet. And there's a warning, they gon' hang them from the trees. Name for the banks, rivers in the streets. Now the shadows never leave, no justice, no peace.
Shadows on the hill, up beside the old sawmill, where my people were killed. I see shadows on the hill.
On the product of resistance, I embody who survived. On the strength of that spirit, I'm the voice of who have died. So who the fuck are you to civilize? Now we can't rely when you recall. I hear your words, I see your lies. And in the dead of night, you can hear those babies cry. You can feel those eyes from the banks where they lay beside. Feel it in your spine when you know you're not alone. Shine bright till the shadows make it home.
Stones, they'll forever be alone. Their killers got all free, but their shadows never leave. I see shadows on the hill up beside the old song where my people were killed. I see shadows on the hill. I see shadows on the hill up beside.
Yeah.
the first human man. We were the first that created things. Well, I am the original. Well, I am the original. Aboriginal. Well, I am the original. Yes, I am.
Yeah, Deadly Track, the original Aboriginal, Buddy Knox here on your Deadly program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black. We come to you live from First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. That deadly number is 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother, 045-714-0550, and Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Yeah, yarning with the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host. So Yarn Up Strong, your mob, to Delhi, all is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Now, First Nations students to create history in national sports competition. We're going to catch up with one of the team members. That's Tegan Wadham. And on the line, we do have Tegan. Tegan, very good morning. How are you, sister?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob. Where are you from, Tegan?
My name's Tegan. I'm a proud Larrakia and Wadjikan woman from the Northern Territory.
Yes. Beautiful. Lovely, lovely footprint. Thank you very much. So let's talk about this fantastic opportunity, First Nations students, to create history in national sports competition. So what's all that about, please, Tegan?
So this year, our first year, we were lucky enough to get to go to the Indigenous Nationals, where all different universities come together and play netball, basketball, volleyball and touch footy for the whole week. So it's really good to just connect with other unis, but also connect with our own mob in the NT,
yes.
Which, you know, it's hard. It's a big place and it doesn't get to happen often.
Mm. So sports is a good vehicle to bring mob together, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I definitely think that, you know, a bit competitive, but also friendly. And also, you know, incorporating that health, that exercise, and
yes.
I think that's really important to bring that to us together. And just, you know, as well, going to uni, it's hard, you know, study. So having this is like a reward, like, yeah, you go to uni, you study hard, but you also get to go away and do these fun things.
Well, your head down, butt up in regard to your studies, which is hard on the brain. So when you're talking about catching up with mob and then getting sports involved, it's like a massage of the brain, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And, you know, especially building that connection with people that are in the same boat as you, that understand and
yes.
that can support you. I think that's the biggest difference that this team has made. We've been able to lean on each other and help each other through those tough times at uni, because a lot of us are like first people going to uni in our families. So, Todd, you know, you don't have that support and you don't have that understanding, and so it can be really hard. But
well, when you're in your dorm room and you're doing your studies, just you and the computer, you and the assignment, so to speak,
yeah.
it feels like you against the world. But when you catch up with mob and you're kicking a football around or shooting hoops, you know, thinking,
yeah.
I'm not doing this by myself, you know.
No,
and that's
exactly.
inspiration. You can pick that sort of energy up, can't you?
Yeah, exactly. And I just think, you know, we're all trying to make that change and we can only make it together. Like, we are the young generation. We're trying to move forward. So
yes.
it's good that we have that backup from each other.
Too deadly. And in regards to the First Nations students to create history in national sports competition, is this the first of its kind? Is this an inaugural thing, or this has been happening for a while?
No, Indigenous Nationals started in 1996.
That okay.
The Woolloochica School for Aboriginal Studies. So, yeah, it's been going every year, and these unis have been coming since then. So we're just little babies coming into this world.
Too deadly, little babies, that's right. And then got your huggies off now, your kimbies off now. It's time to grow up and get focused for your future.
Yeah.
Sister Tegan Wadham, so let the people know, what are you studying, my sister?
I'm studying a Bachelor of Health Science and a Master's in Speech Pathology. So I just started the Master's this year and I'll be finished in 2 years.
How deadly are you?
I hope so.
And what about, say, your family? Anyone in your family went through uni?
Yeah, a few of my family members. My sister graduated from the University of Sydney with a Bachelor of Occupational Therapy.
Okay.
Yeah, and a lot of my family, we all work in health, so yes. We're really pushing for that health. You know,
exactly.
There's such inequality for us mob, so
yeah,
we really
for our mob, exactly.
Help make a difference.
And nothing beats black on black, Tegan. And when you're talking about a black person,
with no
professional,
one like you connect with your black,
exactly,
yeah, exactly.
That's give me goosebumps. That's fantastic. Leading from the front, there, sister. Too deadly. So, how far are you into your studies?
Well, I transferred from the University of Sydney, so I'm about 2-3 years in, and I'll be finished in 2 years.
In well, 2 years,
two,
represent.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what's your goal and aspiration? Where do you want to be working, or do you want to create your own business, or what do you want to do?
That would be the dream, to create my own business with two of my sisters. You know, we've thought about it and we've come up with some ideas. You know, speech pathologist and occupational therapist, and my sister has a business degree. So that's something I'd love to do. But I think when I graduate, I just really want to get out in the communities and help out. You know, I'd love to stay in the NT and just go work remote, because that's where the help is needed.
But beautiful.
And just to inspire the younger generation.
Yes.
I've had so many amazing opportunities, and I hope, you know, I can spread that around and get everyone involved.
No, good on you. Leading from the front, my sister Tegan, thank you very much. And this fantastic opportunity, national sports competition for First Nations students. You would probably highly recommend that to all our black students who are studying, just to break up the studiness and, you know,
and
relax your mind.
If you're, you know, studying interstate, which I was for a bit, it's nice to, you know, go to these events, and then you end up seeing your own mob, like your families. Like, a lot of our team is seeing cousins, friends and everything.
Yeah.
So it's deadly.
It's deadly, for sure. Hey, beautiful yarn with you, Tegan. Thank you so very much. And please
thank
do keep in touch,
me.
Especially when you graduate. We'd love to hear from you, my sister.
Oh, definitely.
Leave from the front.
Yeah.
Tegan, thank you, my sister. You take care. All the best. And we'll yarn soon, sissy.
Yeah. Ta-da.
Bye. Ta-da. Beautiful yarn, and her name Tegan Wadham, and she's a team member of the First Nations students to create history in national sports competition, and it's an annual event. And sister there, Tegan, well, she's a proud Larrakia woman, and who's studying Bachelor of Health Science, Master of Speech and Language Therapy at CDU, that's Charles Darwin University. 2 more years, she's qualified. So there it is, too deadly. It's by a mile, it's a trial, by a yard, baby is too hard, but inch by inch, it's a cinch. So you mob out there, get inspired, and if it's not uni, then maybe apprenticeship. And if not apprenticeship, JOB and climb up the ladder. So that's what it's all about. Anybody at any moment can start a new future. So take that on board. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
It's time, Australia. Time for recognition. See, before our dark past, we had a black history. Now, I ain't pointing no fingers and I ain't pushing no blame. I ain't silly. But what's happened in the past is time for recognition and work together. It's like this. They'd rather compensate us than give us recognition. In other words, they'd rather buy you out of your tradition. Cause when you recognize, that's how your culture survives. Many millenniums and thousands of tribes around the fire, like a robbery, the writings of walls. It's like the troops in the past, they would rather us all dead, but we survive us. Through the spirit of my ancestors, thousands of years from behind us, hear that survivors. Through the ignorance and arrogance and miseducation divides us, product of environment. Before all the Bronx and the
my people's eyes. Steal my culture, deny my pride. But we survive, better recognize. Genocide, it was genocide. See the pain in my people's eyes. Steal my culture, deny my pride. But we survive, better recognize. They wanna breed out the pedigree, close down communities, broadcast the negative and highlight the bigotry. Yeah, yeah, they wanna white out our history with no recollection, just a white man's legacy. Don't believe me, ask Lad Hancock. Yeah, that's Gina's father, had a plan to poison the lot. You wanna stop the sons and daughters, put some poison in their water, then you wait a generation and peg out the lot. Now that's iron ore pimping, iron ore pimping. Blood on the hands from these iron ore victims. I'll run it, the government systems. Throw a little dollar, call the royalty for regions. Yo, yo, this is black man's land. Always has, always will be black man's land. Over 70,000 years walking this land, and Cook came. And we're living in a genocide, it was genocide. See the pain in my people's eyes. Steal my culture, deny my pride. But we survive, better recognize. Genocide, it was genocide. See the pain in my people's eyes. Steal my culture, deny my pride. But we survive, better recognize.
Here's my ancestors from this desert landscape. My brother and sister are still alive.
Voice for the indigenous, the lyricist, the spiritualist.
Here's my ancestors from this desert landscape.
My brother and sister are still alive.
They must have thought they seen aliens when them convict ships come sailing in. Crooks galore, criminal minds hit the shore. Guns go bang and their bodies hit the floor. Invaded, taken, raping, killed, slaved, chained, oppressed. Still we survivors. Yeah, hear that? We're survivors. Check it. We came from sacred places to racist times. Australia, it's time to recognize we're survivors. Yeah, hear that? We're survivors. Yeah, they'd rather compensate us than give us recognition. In other words, they'd rather buy you out of your tradition. Cause when you recognize, that's how your culture survives. Many millenniums and thousands of tribes.
And that's how it is, Australia. All we're looking for is a bit of recognition. And that's by working together as one and acknowledging the past history and moving forward. It starts at home with us around the dining table, how we teach our kids the next generation. It's all about understanding one's culture and being respectful of one's feelings. And together with that, we can move forward and have a positive Australia. We might have had a dark history, but best believe we've got a bright future.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1-800-422-416.
Patiently waiting for someone I ain't never seen before to say he's a captain of men, but ain't believing our love. From the land of the white skin, he's self-righteous, a murderer without license. With the spear, I'm the nicest, thinking that I might just wait till night hit. Then I move in silence, when the moon at its highest, and my soul is defiant. I'm consumed by desire to kill. Any white devil wanna test my will, then he finna get burnt by the fire I feel. Look him in the eye and hold his spirit still. He's hoping I don't catch him, but I know I will.
Stand on the shoreline, coming, coming. Mother wanna cross mine, wanna take it from me. Fire in my eye, we ain't running. Wanna murder, let's ride.
They came in peace, but our blood still stains the beach. Roll the dice, we gon' play for keeps. The sacred place ain't a place to preach.
No, no, no.
No white faith and a black belief.
No, no, no.
Better pray that our spears don't reach. He's cold, white, hot, I'ma make it bleed. Leading to the first fleet, sicker than disease that he bring from overseas. No matter where you flee, I will always be. In the darkest of night, your descendant will see me.
Standing on the shoreline,
come in, come in.
Might not wanna cross mine,
wanna take it from me.
Fire in my eye,
but we ain't running.
Wanna murder, let's ride.
Paradise. But they were G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, on your Dingy country, as BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, Dreamtime, Australia's first Indigenous youth sleep program, forges ahead. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Karen Chong, and also got Jamie and Rosalind online and talking about this fantastic program as such. Online, Karen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Hello, Jamie. Hello, Rosalind.
Good morning. Yeah, how you
go? Well, thank you very much for coming to the program. Big shout out to all the Eyes of Mob. Here is Murray from the Curry, having Dilly Yarn, got connection you to your way there. Just talking about this fantastic program, young Indigenous people in Menai will be taught about the mental health benefits of good night's sleep as part of a national leading program developed by the University of Queensland. So just enlighten us, Karen, regarding the program. How's it travelling, and what's it in aid of, please?
Researching lack of sleep deprivation in young adolescents.
So when we're talking mental health, sleep is a good remedy, good medicine, you could say, yes?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Lack of sleep can cause health issues. Health issues.
Yes. And how the research being done? I mean, tell us some of the work that you're doing in this space.
We are engaging with the youth here in Mount Isa.
Yep.
We are certified to track their sleep.
Okay.
The watches.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're talking all ages, and we're talking male and females. We're talking...
12 to 18.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things, it's with University of Queensland. There's consistent Zoom video links. We're engaging with as many Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community people, regions, particularly around this, young people to be involved with the sleep program. And one of the things that we are talking about is healthy body, healthy mind, but you need sleep for that. So it's particularly not health. There is underlying a lot of health issues that are actually there.
Sure.
We are resources for adaption, help men and consultations around that. So we've got resources that are locally done by local artists and the Boyer Health.
Yes.
We are then put there as well in an Aboriginal perspective.
And you're probably talking, like I said, ages, young people, whether it be at school or in a job, what they're doing after hours, going to bed late, watching TV, using the so-called Facebook, all the social media and what have you, and all the tools that prevent people from sleeping. So looking at all aspects, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. Every aspect, but different areas of Mount Isa are affected by different environmental issues.
Mm-hmm.
And, we want to be able to, thus the data and the research comes in so we can see what struggles children are having in different areas and their different environments, and be able to offer education and information about, the Western science of things.
Yeah.
But using Aboriginal culture as well and putting that together so we can build a better teaching tool for the kids so we can get through to them and
exactly
everything that they need so they can understand the benefits of a good night's sleep and the drawbacks, the side effects of long-term mental and health issues. And, be able to just sort of break some sort of patterns and routines that's been going on, I guess, for while here in Van Lanser, not to mention any other place. But yeah, with just little things from educating them about social media and putting those things away. Yeah.
Well, exactly. Well, when you're looking at sleep, it's a powerful tool, you know, and we use it in remedies. That's for all people across the earth, you know. If you've got, you know, dramas happening in your life, well, go and have a nap later and we'll talk about it tomorrow or something to that effect. Or, you know, you're tired from work, go and have a sleep, you know. Big business people, entrepreneurs have the, what they call a kip, you know, during the day, like a power sleep. So sleep is a powerful tool. And are you finding that the youth are forthcoming? Are they happy to talk about the space and be surveyed as such?
Yeah, they are, actually. Good. Yeah, they're really interested in it. And we try to approach it in a different way. That's why we're designing and co-designing this with the university.
Yes.
So it's not something that they're going to be bored with, or, you know, we don't want to set up classrooms and have all desks and rows and, you know, try to teach that way, where we want to have yarning circles, so we can yarn about
exactly. Exactly.
A free input from everybody, kids, to the community, everyone.
No, fantastic. And so how long the program been running for, and the end of it? I mean, you got University of Queensland involved as well with the findings as such. It then goes to the medical world in regarding this space. Yes.
Yeah, and the program has been running for quite a while prior to us coming on board. There was a setup before with the steering group.
Okay.
We continue to work with the steering group that will advise us as the workers on the ground here in Mount Isa, and then moving on to different areas, because we're actually working in stakeholder engagement as well. Can't do it alone. There's partnerships with other organisations here as well that, you know, we have them yarn with them quite often about. So we're hoping then it actually then the rollout is coming up really soon in August, September.
Yes.
When we're you know, putting the watches on the young people to be able to track some of their sleep, because some of that is around, you know, how we're doing our lesson plans and our teaching models and looking at that, but also some of the things around no sleep, around behaviour issues, mood changes.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different areas around there. But one of the things that we're actually really looking at is two ways, and really supporting the cultural identity and the diversity of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures within the communities that we actually live, and to guide this role throughout the process on the research and stuff, that it doesn't miss out that. So we're all local, and, you know, we come from different regions, the northwest and the Gulf of Carpentaria and far and wide. So that's why it's important, because the steering group has a very diverse group of Aboriginal people in there as well. And so we're setting up another steering group will come out of the young people as well. Our key focus is there as well too. So, you know, it's got to be culturally appropriate practices.
Exactly. And that's what we're Exactly, exactly. And when you're talking about the tool of sleeping, a necessity and a very important way to live life, of course, you've got to have sleep. And we talk about dietary, we talk about family gatherings, but sleep is just as important. And to see the study being done, look, we should take this, you know, across the globe, if not across Man Isa, you know. We're all human beings. We all need their sleep, and it is a powerful medicine as such. Look, I thank you so very much for the yarn. I think it's powerful. Please do keep in touch, and all the best to what you mob are doing out there, and big shout-out to University of Queensland as well.
Yep, okay. Thank you, Trevor.
Thank you very much for having us.
Take care. Too deadly. All the best, you mob.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Deadly yarn there. That's Karen Chong, Jamie and Roslyn, and they're from the Dreamtime, Australia's first Indigenous youth sleep program, and forging ahead in regard to these this survey and findings. And as we said there, it's a very powerful medicine. We all need our rest, and when we feel that things are happening in life, just go and have a kip or go and have a lay down. You know, like, it is a good medicine, and now they're doing research and study, especially with First Nation people, and how it's affecting their way of living and in the mental capacity as well. Have you saying Jan Upstrong here? Add to the conversation. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Too many sheep
Yeah, Too Deadly. That's Droving, the Bush Kids, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Give us a call, have your say, 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black. Text the brother, 045-714-0550. You can use that tool. Or also, don't forget our Facebook page, or BBM987FM. Your host, the Bally One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from McCurry. It is your ship. I'm just steering it, and it is a fantastic tool. You can have your say and yarn about any topic you want to yarn about, and what's concerning you, what's motivating you, what's inspiring you. Either way, all these here on your daily program, National Talk Black. First Nation radio station, BBM, Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM, here in Cairns on Yidinji country. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service, and a big shout out to the NERS team. Thank you very much. And all our First Nation radio stations across this deadly country of ours, Deadly Black Network, and a voice for our people. Let's look at top stories in the news. G7 nations to announce a major move against Vladimir Putin. Titles here, older, wider and smaller, new census data to show how COVID changed Australia. Sydney Harbour tunnel closed during a blockade, Australia protests. Mysterious guests at Notorious Gangsters' Last Supper. CCTV captures brazen footage of gun held at driver in Melbourne garage. State of Origin and the mystique of Lang Park decider. Yes, after the Maroons got flogged by New South Wales, back for game three, decider at Suncorp in 2 weeks' time. Send track, Monday best bets. ABC accused of pandering to Chinese Communist Party. This basketball team has won one match in 3 years, but it won't call defeat. And other topics here. Athletics world erupts over insane moment, not from this planet. And Justice Secretary Dominic Raab says criminal barrister strikes are regrettable. They're the news, top news. Tell us what's happening in your neck of the woods here on your daily program, National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
One, it started with a hope, a dream. Two, reality took over everything. Wake up, it's time to go. Wake up, go on by your. Chasing my dreams. Oh, I thought that it'd be high. The stars are so close, they're not so very far. And the stars and the moons agree with me too, that the light shines on me like it shines on you. And the path that I'll choose will always be bright, 'cause the light shines on me like it shines on you. Not enough. Oh, yeah, mama. Nana, mama, yeah. Get up, but I can't admire.
Yes, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416, magical number you need to call. We got someone on the line. Good morning, my brother.
Good morning, brother. Yeah, brother, a little bit there about ABC. last week, Four Corners, they already hit back. ABC is a people broadcaster, brother.
Yes.
And they already had a go at Rupert Murdoch. They put on that thing about Millie Dowler, brother, and the news of the world, Rupert Murdoch's... News Limited, newspaper, the media over there, you know, they already hit back at him, and there has to be a diversity of media ownership, brother. But on that call about sleeping, I'm from the other mob, brother.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have a drink to have a sleep, you have to have a drink to wake up, and you know what, being in jail, or even in rehab, people got to be careful of going back to rehab, because what happens is, even jail, you become institutionalized, another brick in the wall, and you're told when you can go out of your room, they want you to go sleep, and your lights are turned off. But in my sobriety, it took a lot. I think I told you about, when we used to go to our meetings in Maury, and when the tick on the can was ordinary old soft drink, used to make my heart skip the beat. I think it's the beer, and going by the cop shop, and all of that kind of things, and seeing coppers come knock on your door, you still have to get over it.
Yeah.
And because it's still in you know, brother, it may take a couple of years before I learn to dance sober.
Mm.
But sleeping, brother, because it's been late hours and early in the morning, it takes a long time to get back to regular sleeping.
Yes.
And you know, they say drink Milo or...
It's all out of whack, isn't it?
You know, if you can't sleep, if you still can't sleep, you talk to the shepherd. It's that kind of thing.
Exactly.
But, I met this old bloke in our AA meeting. I don't speak for myself. AA is the best. But he said, if you can't sleep... Lack of sleep,
exactly.
Anyway, brother, because I'm starting to understand that because I break a lot of time late at night and early in the morning. Like doing time in jail, you know, I like what Kevin Gilbert, the author, said. Instead of, the sisters inside, I forgot her name, Debbie Kilroy.
Mm.
What they done, brother, instead of serving the sentence, they let the sentence serve them, brother. They educated themselves. The same way with sleeping, brother. If you can't sleep, you know, because my mind was doing mental gymnastics.
Sure.
Like a tin of worms. I wrote poetry and I wrote other stuff, but that on my finger, put it down, and I fished up the old cassettes. And, you know, make your time that you can't sleep, make it work for you. Do action.
Yeah, be productive.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, my brother. Too deadly. That's someone there having his say and giving his opinion about the sleep medicine after having a conversation there with the mob there, Karen Chong and James Dunn and Rosalind von Senden, and talking about the sleep therapy and research that they're doing. But sleep is a powerful tool, but he brings up a good point there as a former alcoholic, how he tackled it and how sleep became a good medicine, but also he couldn't sleep, and it was playing up with his mind and what have you, and his bad thoughts and what have you. But that's what it's all about, get normality back, get the rest and get a routine happening. It takes 30 days to create a habit as such. We are human beings, creatures of habit. So just about 30 days, create a habit, good habits that is, and then you can work from there. That's my statement anyway. It's come to the time where Trendy Trevor got a sign up for the day. Your mob, I thank you very much for your company too, Dudley. It is your fantastic vehicle, National Talk Black, and Murray just steering it, and happy to do that for you. We come to you live here, First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumper Brip Media, 98.7 FM. Big shout out to Board of Directors, management here, and the staff here at BBM, a deadly team. And teamwork makes a dream work, and we keep the dream alive by having our yarns here on radio, First Nation Radio. Until that time, your mob, will yarn again tomorrow, 1-800-422-416, 24/7, text a brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. News coming up very soon, NIRS, National Digital Radio Service, bringing the news to you. So stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.
I guess in every town, 'cause I don't want no woman forever hanging around. No harm in heading up a line and a lot of little white lines, have some fun. Then before they realize I moved on to another town, where I don't want no woman around. I don't want no woman around. Tell me what I'm doing, cramming my style, bringing me to ruin. If I'm going downhill, I'll take my own road. Around from morning till night. That's why I string up some tail, and when they believe them, that's the time I kiss them and I leave them. Safety in numbers I have found, 'cause I don't want no woman around. Oh, I don't want no woman around.
what I'm doing, cramping my style, bringing me to ruin. If I'm going downhill, I'll take my own road down. I don't want no woman around. I don't want no woman around to tell me what I'm doing, cramping my style, bringing me to ruin. If I'm going downhill, I'll